And it's now time for your daily Fortis News break, a production of Fortis Institute. Iran is rebuilding, and the satellite photos aren't subtle about it. Israeli and Western officials say new imagery shows Iranian crews digging out missile bases buried inside mountains and patching up the ports and weapons plants we hit this spring. Those strikes, however, mostly caved in the entrances, and the weapons inside came through just fine. Iran doesn't have to rebuild anything, it only has to dig it out, which explains why the president is playing a longer game with Iran's neighbors. Energy Secretary Chris Wright and the Saudi energy minister have signed a 30-year civilian nuclear agreement that lets American companies build reactors in the kingdom with American inspectors on site. And the technology seems to be staying in American hands. Then the president named his price. The deal only gets approved if Saudi Arabia joins Abraham Accords. If the Saudis sign, that's the biggest name yet on the deal that reshaped the region in his first term. And religion is also at the center of a Texas Senate race where the Democrat running describes his faith as biblical Christianity. But so much past audio and video say otherwise. I'm talking about James Tallarico, and a 2024 podcast has him crediting Islamic mystics as much as Christian writers in his faith. This is the same candidate who says God is non-binary and called the Ten Commandments in classrooms deeply unchristian, and also has described himself as a Christian who hates Christianity. He recently also told college graduates to find whatever spiritual practice works for them and suggested gardening or bird watching. Whatever that is, it's not biblical Christianity. And this guy, it's probably easy to say he's not a Christian either. And his party, however, has bigger problems than theology. The New York Times reports the Democratic National Committee is $2 million in debt and has asked vendors to hold off on sending bills until after the midterms. President Trump is sitting on $400 million, and the Republican Committee has another $130 million. Last year, Democrats borrowed $15 million against their own headquarters. Even representatives are going on TV and calling the party flat broke. And the money trouble isn't limited to the party. A plumbing contractor outside Chicago says the Obama Presidential Center still owes him nearly $4 million. He laid off 25 workers and shut his doors to avoid bankruptcy. He told Fox News he feels like an aluminum can that met a steamroller. And he's not alone. Other subcontractors, minority-owned firms among them, are owed millions more on a project sold as a way to lift those very businesses up. The Obama Foundation says it has no contracts with them, so it isn't their problem. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done at FortisInstitute.org. Also, don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.